Good. Let's go without further ado now to a real gentleman, a guy I've got an unbelievable amount of respect for, the great Gene Stallings joining us. Gene, or Coach Stallings, first of all, I want to begin by welcoming you to our program, and it's must be a really interesting time in the life of an Aggie right now.
Well, Tony, it is, and it's always good to talk to you and be on your show, and appreciate what you do for collegiate athletics.
Coach, you know, collegiate athletics, you mentioned it, it's reinventing itself right before our eyes, and I talked with you last year, you told me something at the height of all this, and how much it's become about money these days. You told me that story about how when you had won your national championship, you walked into the AD's office at Alabama, and you were like, okay, what's my contract for next year? There were no agents, there was none of this rigmarole. There weren't people defecting to other leagues and jumping around and looking here and looking there. We are really living in a crazy time with regards to college athletics, aren't we?
Tony, we are. I never had an agent. We won the national championship. I got a month's salary. I think the month's salary was because we went to the bowl game. I thought I was supposed to win the game. I didn't make any more money for winning the game. It's just that the coaches worked an additional month, you know, getting ready for that game. And, with the agents and the contracts, and if you get, you win so many games, or if you win big games, or if you get in a championship, you know, that's just, it just goes on and on. And, it's a different era.
In a perfect world, do those defections not happen last year? Texas doesn't have their network, and A&M is still with Texas in your perfect world, or is Texas A&M
okay. Would have happened. Tony, I was on the Board of Regents. I'm no longer on it. And Texas was really wanting to go and spent a lot of time, talking to the Pac-10 and taking some other people with them, A&M and... But I did not feel like that we had a lot in common with the people on the West Coast, and I was for holding the conference together, but if the conference was going to disband, then I want to go to Southeastern Conference if we could. Well, now all of a sudden the conference sort of stays together, but the network jumps up, and it's a different animal, and Texas can do as they like as far as I'm concerned. Then I wanted Texas A&M to do what they wanted to do, and they felt like it would be in the best interest to go to Southeastern Conference, and we applied to Southeastern Conference, and they did not accept us right away. It took a while for them to go through the formalities and all that they have to do, but just within the last few days, A&M has been accepted in that conference, and I think it's a good thing for Texas A&M, and I think it's a good thing for the Southeastern Conference.
Do you feel like A&M, because I've heard this analogy, and I'd like your thoughts on this, because last year when we talked, you pulled no punches about you thought the way Texas was conducting itself was pretty reprehensible at the time, and you made that clear here and in other places, and I think you were speaking out because you were concerned about where things are going, but I've heard the analogy that Texas, at the end of the day, when it comes to their relationship with A&M, always viewed A&M as a little kid down the street that they picked on, that they pushed, that they bullied. And eventually the little kid said, hey, you know what? I've had enough of this. We're not gonna do this anymore. Do you buy that analogy?
Tony, not really. A&M's got 50,000 students. It's a great place for an educational institution. Football-wise, over the years, Texas has done a little bit better job than A&M has. But I don't think, this is personal opinion, I don't think it was a matter of feeling like that they were bullying us or we needed to step out of their shadow. I don't believe that at all. I believe that with the additional monies that the Texas Network is going to receive from this and 24-hour exposure of the University of Texas, I just didn't feel like the playing field was level.
No question.
Even though I'm not on the board, they did know my particular feelings, but the board handled it, I thought, extremely well. And I just think it's to everybody's advantage for us to do it this way. Not because I felt like Texas had bullied us. Now, that's just my personal opinion.
How can Texas sit there with a straight face and tell us they care about the greater good when they were going to have their own network and thought it would be okay to show high school games and highlights of prospective recruits?
I don't know either. Tony, you got to ask them that. That's just like they say that they were really trying to hold the conference together. Well, if they were trying to hold the conference together, why did they spend all that time trying to go to Pac-10? And
there you go.
You know, that doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, they can answer that. I can't answer that for them. All I can tell you is my association with A&M and
yes.
While I was on the board and what's transpired since then.
And you're so proud of it. And you spoke a second ago about how good you think this marriage is going to be. And you talked about that last year. You said if need be, this will be a great marriage. Why do you feel that way, Coach Stallings? Because I know if you didn't believe it, you wouldn't say it.
Well, first of all, I think what's going to happen, I've said this now for 2 years, Tony. I feel like eventually there's going to be four major conferences. And I think there's going to be a championship game. And then there's going to be a playoff between those four teams. Because that's basically what the public wants. They're wanting a playoff of some kind. And this seems to be the best way to do it. And I don't think the Big 12 might be one of those conferences. I definitely think the Southeastern Conference will be. And so you might as well get realigned with a conference that's going to be around in the long run.
How big do these leagues
have? We've got the sixth largest university in the country. When people come to the campus on A&M, they're going to be excited on seeing what a neat educational institution it is. And so we have something to bring to the table, too.
Is it sad for you to see them walk away from that 120-plus years of tradition with Texas and the schools there?
It is. And, you know, what I read in the paper, A&M has said, look, we want to continue to play the game. The University of Texas says that they just don't know whether or not they can work it into the schedule. So I think whether or not we continue playing that game and when we continue to play in it, I pretty well feel like that's in the University of Texas court. We've already come out and said that we wanted to continue the series if at all possible.
You were in the meat grinder known as the Southeastern Conference under the divisional configuration in the early 90s. In fact, you won a national championship from it. Do you think A&M can compete for conference championships in this league?
I do. Listen, we have recruited extremely well. I think that we're well coached. Yeah, I do. We may not do it just right away. I think the best football team in the country right now is Alabama, and LSU's not too far behind them, and then Florida's playing extremely well, is South Carolina and some of the others. So it is a tough conference. There's no question about that. But, yeah, I think A&M could compete in that conference.
Coach Stallings, do you believe Missouri's gettable, or do you think that they're reaffirming their commitment to
Say that again, Tony.
Do you think Missouri, from a Southeastern Conference standpoint, are they gettable?
Yeah, you know more about that than I do. You talk to people that are experts in that area. But if I were sitting at Missouri and had an opportunity to go to the Southeastern Conference, I would certainly give it a lot of consideration.
You know, because they're trying to say publicly, and I know that what goes on publicly and privately are many times, in fact,
not always
most times.
The same, right?
Yeah, there you go. So we're trying to figure out what's going on there behind the scenes. And I think, Coach, you probably have a better idea than we do here sitting in Knoxville. I would imagine, Coach, you probably have a better idea. I'd say you have a few more contacts than I do at this stage of the game.
You know, I'm telling you, Tony, it's not my style. I didn't even call A&M to see what they were doing. It's not my style to call around and say, now, what are you thinking or what are you doing? I just don't do that. If somebody wants to know my opinion, they want to ask me a question, they can call me, and I'm more than happy to discuss it. But as far as me calling A&M and saying, what are you guys doing? I never did do that.
Hey, Coach, in your crystal ball, because I think you're right about the fact that there's going to be four major leagues, and eventually we're going to have a playoff, and I've got a minute here. How big are those leagues eventually going
to
get?
I'd say 18 to 20.
18 to 20. I think that's probably right.
You know, I think there's that many major schools that could compete.
Coach Stallings, you are an absolute class act. I appreciate you blessing us with a few minutes today.
Tony, it's always a joy to be on your program, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
When you can.
All right, my friend. Good talking to you.